This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Christmas bells cast a spell on the world, bringing you home to me. From across the sea. And it seems like you're already here. Whenever I hear Christmas bells chime in my ear.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're a person.
When there's no way you have the rights to this.
I do.
On Christmas.
Wow.
Today is an extra special episode where we pay homage to the holidays by helping people out with their holiday questions. Oh, that jingle you hear is a very special elf in the studio. To the audio listeners, not much is different. But I want you to know that we are in full Christmas garb.
Hi, Santa.
Hey, little elf. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, that voice. That mysterious
voice. Think it'll last an hour?
No, I don't think it'll last 30 seconds. I'm joined in the studio by my special little elf, Eric Striffler.
Hello.
Eric, welcome to the show.
I am your special little elf, I think, in life.
I think in a lot of ways, as a dynamic duo, you are my little elf.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think so. And I think we finally have sort of, it's like Mr. Glass, now that I know who I am, now that we know who you are, I finally know who I am. I'm an elf. Anybody? Anybody?
Anybody watch M. Night Shyamalan's trilogy?
He's got it.
Well, Eric, to the audio listeners, nothing is different, but to us, we're obviously in full
North Pole.
We're in the North Pole.
Yep.
I'm dressed as Santa. Eric is dressed as an elf. We have a Christmas tree here. Eric was generous enough to bring all these things, and he's going to return them as soon as the episode is over. Which some might consider fraud, but I consider it taking back the power from the bourgeoisie.
I consider it frugal.
I consider it quite frugal.
I did get it all from a mom and pop shop, and they were so excited to make a sale.
No, that's so horrible.
They got it from a mom and pop Christmas shop. They were like, it's actually been really tough recently, so I really, really appreciate this big purchase. And I was like, I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week when I return all this shit. You fucking scumbags with your loose return policy.
I bought it at an automatic checkout at like
some corporate
big box
conglomerate
store.
Yeah. Who gives a shit, right? Well, Eric, what does Christmas mean to you? Obviously, we're drinking a Uinta Christmas Cheer Munich style lager with juniper berries.
Yeah. Shout out Juniper on Showtime.
That's right. Shout out our friend's movie Juniper on Showtime.
We say it like it's a new plug.
No, our friend Catherine, like our friend Catherine Dudas made a movie.
Damn right. She's been on the show, hasn't she?
She has been on the show. She came on the show a while ago, but if you haven't watched her movie, go fucking check it out because it's really great.
Is it on Showtime still?
I think so. I don't know. Look it up.
Look
Juniper.
It up. Hopefully.
Juniper film.
I might be wrong.
Junipermovie.com.
And if not, fuck Showtime. But if it is, Showtime's awesome.
Showtime's awesome.
Yeah.
We love that for her.
I love Christmas.
Yeah, you know, I love Christmas too, Eric. And I always have. I remember as a little kid.
Before it was cool.
Before it was cool. And it, you know what? And the war on Christmas
has been won.
Has been won. Okay. And now, you know what? I'll say it. I'll finally say it.
3, 2, 1.
Merry Christmas.
Holidays. Gotcha. I don't know anyone that was ever afraid to say Merry Christmas.
There's something it's really funny about somebody being afraid to say Merry Christmas.
We on the real show?
We're on the real show, Eric, and I couldn't be more happy to be here.
No, Christmas is second to Halloween for me. I love Halloween, obviously, the most, but Christmas is also great.
Now, I wanted to get into
the duality.
We started talking about Christmas and Santa and his whole business that he's running. He's running over there.
Yeah.
This fucking sweatshop that Santa's over there fucking paying the elves shit to pump out.
Yeah. I am working on.
He's pumping out fucking what? candies and snacks and stuff like that. And then he's coming in. Did your parents ever do the thing where they ate the crumbs?
We did everything, yes. I woke up to find there were crumbs. There was a tuft of like white whatever in the fucking attic door.
No way.
They were showmen.
Wait, that's awesome.
They went all out. We also, there were like, you know, we would throw the carrots out for the reindeer on the lawn, and like they'd be eaten, they'd be chomped, but like left a little bit behind, you know, like a reindeer would do, and not a dad pretending to be a reindeer kind
of. So your dad was taking carrots off the dirty ground and taking a big bite out of them.
Oh.
Your dad's outside picking up carrots off the ground.
It rained. It's all muddy.
Taking a bite out of them and throwing them back down. Your dad was a horse.
Yeah, the milk and cookies, of course, speaking of horse. And then I will say, when I caught wind that, what's the age demographic of the, can we say the Santa, is Santa real to your listeners or no?
Let's not.
Julian doesn't watch this, right? Your son doesn't watch this.
Let's not be explicit about if Santa's real.
When I caught wind that Santa's helpers come around. Definitely a horse, not a reindeer.
Reindeer. Okay. There's a reindeer sound effect. Right. Let's just play.
When I caught wind of like what was going on,
yeah.
I, without telling my parents, I joined in for my sister's sake.
Oh, yeah.
I started doing little things like playing Santa for her. My parents must have been like, you were kind of just saying like, if you.
Oh, yeah. I said this before.
Yeah.
If I saw an unmarked
Christmas
package,
morning, you wake
Christmas
up.
Christmas morning, I wake up and it says from Santa, and me and Sarah go, we didn't fucking wrap that.
That's a horror movie.
That is a horror movie.
But so that's my thought though, is like my parents, the first time I did something, they must have been like, what the fuck? Like my sister was like, Mom, Dad, look what Santa brought me. And they're like, did you do that?
They're like, is there a stranger in the woods stalking our daughter?
Weird little fucking son.
Well, I guess they knew who you were, so it was probably not that unlikely.
Nah, they probably knew immediately. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like our weirdo son.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Christmas.
What was the best gift you ever got when you were a little boy? Because I got a rabbit once and I was over.
A live rabbit?
Yeah, Mr. Tooks. He was a Flemish giant. He was the biggest breed of rabbit that they had.
All right. Jeez.
And
man.
My parents gave it to him, me.
They gave
me a rabbit. I remember coming down on Christmas morning and there was a rabbit and I thought, that's awesome.
I don't know. I had a wonderful childhood. I got, you know, nice gifts from Santa, you know, whoever. I had a great childhood like that. Nothing stands out specifically. You know what stands out actually? I remember it stands out more now as an adult, I guess. I asked Santa for, I've definitely told this before. I've told you this probably. Spice Girls Barbie dolls.
Oh, yeah. I got a flip and dive Barbie from Santa.
But like societally speaking.
Yeah, that's not common.
But I'm saying like it's more impressive that Santa got them for me. Like, I'm not saying like it's not that surprising. I know my parents and they know me, whatever. But like, you know what I mean? Like societally speaking, it's like our son asked in the 90s, our son asked for Barbie dolls.
Not as common.
Yeah, right. So sure. It's almost like that stands out to me as like impressive. Like as an adult, I'm like, well, all right. Nice.
All right.
Good for you.
Santa's down with the cause.
Santa's an ally.
Santa is an ally. And he's getting me a flip and dive Barbie that I can accidentally flip into the tub without water in it and it shattered.
Was it made of glass?
No, I just did it too many times. I think I did it from too high. I was like, how high can I flip Barbie? And then
that's the problem is we get the dolls and then we destroy them.
No, I fucking destroyed her.
They're joining the rank. They're joining the front lines with G.I. Joe.
Yeah, no, definitely. Also, me and my friends, this is kind of fucked up, but me and my friends, you know Sid from Toy Story?
You know you're recording, right?
No, wait, what? These.
Yeah, I know Sid.
From Toy Story?
Oh, no, never mind.
Me and my friend Jordan, huge shout out.
Hell yeah.
We would do that when we were in like middle school. I know this is fucked up because in this...
What did you do, Miles?
We would cut, like, we would, like, hot glue. We would make, like, Abomination action figures. We would, like, take, like, a doll.
Great name for our company.
That is a good idea. We would take, like, a doll and we'd use the arms of one and we use, like, a T-Rex and then put, like...
Oh, that's sick.
The heads of the other. And we'd hot glue them all together into these, like, monsters.
Oh, I love that.
And we'd make stop motion animation films with them.
Was it because of Toy Story?
No, I don't think it was because of Toy Story. It's because we were twisted little freaks.
From the twisted mind of Jordan Peele.
That's right. It was just like Jordan Peele's Get Out.
Or Matthew Vaughn.
Well, ho, 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 everyone. It looks like...
Is this the start of the show?
Yeah. No, we're starting now. It looks like that's Santa's magical bells.
Uh-oh. Because
we have got some callers who are calling in. Oh.
Sorry, I sound like Dracula.
We are I want to have a Christmas. We are.
I'm so hot right now.
Me too.
I feel like we're not recording. I feel like this is not real.
I am boiling, by the way. And you know what I'll say? First of all, Eric, before we even get into the show, can you get my computer charger from under the desk
sure
over there?
Sure thing, Santa.
Thanks, my little elf. It's under the desk. It's just dangling. You'll see. And people have been calling in from all around the world. And if you like the show, please consider rating and subscribing it so you don't miss an episode. And also, if you love the show and you can't get enough of it, well, guess what? There's more of it. That's this charger. There's more of it. There's way more of the show in Plug It In. And there's way more. I got it.
Can you?
Yeah, I'll plug it in. And if you love this show and can't get enough of it, well, guess what? There's a more of it.
Yes.
There's more.
We talked about God briefly.
You can stuff yourself full by joining the Patreon and getting a ad-free extended version of every single episode, including this episode that's ad-free and extended. Right now, it's available.
The preamble for this one, we figured out what religion Santa is.
We did figure out what religion Santa is, and we talked all about our childhood experience with Santa.
By the way, not the one you think.
And it's not the one you think. And there's also
there's
also bonus episodes on Patreon where I do special themed call-in episodes, and I call back people from the show to get their updates and change their lives and see how my advice turned out. But until then, join the Patreon, subscribe to this stuff, and I love you for listening. Now,
Santa believes in God. It's not the one you think.
Good billboard.
Yes.
Really good billboard. Okay. We have got a couple calls here, and I think we should start with a really good one.
I'm so excited.
Hey, Miles. I really need your help to figure out what Christmas gift to get my brother's cheating wife. That would be fantastic if you could help me out and give me a call back. Thank you.
Oh. Someone's been on the naughty list.
Holy shit.
What do you get your brother's cheating wife for Christmas?
Well, honestly, I think Cole is hilarious.
That is super funny.
But like, if she's trying, we're going to find out from her, obviously. If she's trying to like slyly let her know she knows or something, absolutely Cole.
Oh, it's got to be Cole.
Absolutely Cole. And the wife will never say anything. They will never say she got Cole, but they'll just know.
No, absolutely.
That is so funny. Is my belt high?
Your belt's in the perfect place, Eric. Okay.
Just checking.
Is my belt high?
And am I okay? I think Cole is the perfect idea.
Okay.
And I ain't talking Sprouse.
There's no fucking way.
Oh. You called perfect person, and I'm Santa, and I'm here to give you some advice on what to get for your brother's cheating wife.
There's no fucking way. This is hilarious.
I am here with my little elf, Eric.
She just fell down a hole.
Did you just fall down a well? I heard you exclaim.
Oh my God. Hi.
Hello. I'm elf Eric.
We're going to need to give you a fake name, and it's got to be Dasher.
No, it's Gold.
No, it's Gold.
Gold. Go with it.
Gold. Okay, Gold. Well, guess what, Gold? Oh. Looks like that's the Christmas bell. We're going to need to hear all about your situation so that we can properly direct your presence.
Okay, this is wild. Okay, so over the summer, my sister-in-law used me in the lie to cheat on my brother, but ended up having an affair for like a week, like left home, the whole situation. And then she apparently now, this was like at the end of July.
Yeah.
And now they like, she moved back in August. They're in counseling. They're like trying to work it out or whatever.
Yeah.
So the reason that I'm still no contact, haven't talked to her since July.
Yeah.
And we were pretty good friends.
Sure.
Is because she used me in the cover story of
right.
going out for the first time with a guy that she fucked.
Totally.
So I have been waiting and no contact from her, no reach out like, hey, sorry, I like abused your trust, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing like that came yet. So now it's holiday time and I haven't heard from them since July. I've talked to my brother, hung out with him. He was like in a really shitty place, like when this all first happened.
Of course.
So I was trying to
so
get
he
him
knows.
Like,
yeah,
they're in counseling. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're in counseling now.
Yeah.
But so now we were going to see each other at Thanksgiving. They ended up having a COVID scare, so we haven't seen them. And now I'm just like, I want to get gifts for my siblings.
Yeah.
But like, do I have to get her a gift too, right? Like, so I don't know what to do.
Okay. I don't think you have to worry about it because I think they're going to conveniently get COVID again.
You think so?
I think it was a lie.
That's yeah. what I thought too.
Yeah,
when
by the way.
First said that, I was like, that's a convenient excuse, but no, they actually did get it.
Yeah, completely. Because also, she's probably like, okay, by the way, all of your family has to hate me. Like, you know, like they're trying to work it out. So like he has an obligation to be like, okay, like let's work this out. I have to reestablish trust, et cetera. Work on the things that maybe like led this relationship to make be in a place where you're doing this. You don't have to do any of that. You're a sister. You can hold whatever grudge you kind of want
right?
Like you're not in the relationship.
You didn't
choose to be a part of the relationship. Your brother, like, yeah, he's got to have an empathy for whatever situation you're going through. You can do whatever you want.
But I got a really important question that Miles is glossing the fuck over. Over.
Okay.
What was the story that involved you?
Oh, great question.
Did she say she was hooking up with you?
I'm hooking up with your sister. And he's like, what?
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
No. So we both have summers off.
Okay.
And we were like pretty good friends. We waitressed together when I was in grad school. Like we are very similar people. So we like hung out a lot. And over the summer, we were like, it's fine. We were like, we're going to be each other's people and like go to the pool together, go to concerts together. Mm. Like I would just call her up and be like, hey, I have tickets to the show. Do you want to go? And she'd be like, dope, let's go.
Yeah.
So that was the story leading up to it. The day of, me and her have tickets to go to a concert. I don't really know who the fuck they are.
Oh,
but the tickets were $15.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Tickets were $15. It's at this like small venue with a bar. I was like, I'll go and have fun. Who knows? Whatever. So we end up getting dinner together with my brother. And then me and her drive to the concert together. So we get to the concert.
She goes, drop me off here.
Drop me off here at my lover's house.
So literally we get to the parking lot. She drove us there. We get out and park and she's like, hey, by the way, we're going to meet up with one of my friends. He has a ticket and didn't have anyone to go with. And I was like, cool. No big deal.
Totally.
I have no thoughts about this. And we're just like all chilling. Like he's asking me questions. Like we're having a good time. I'm like, this is a friend.
Like, he's asking you questions like, hey, you want to hook up? Or he's asking everybody. He's asking everybody questions.
Yeah, she was caught in a circumstance. He's a charming guy.
Yeah.
He's asking you questions like, hey, is your how sort of like aware of things is your brother?
Is your brother catching on to
not
things?
Very, if we're being honest. So at the end of the night, it's probably like 11:30. I had worked my brunch server shift in the morning, so I was really tired. And I was like, I just fucking want to go home. And my sister-in-law had like drank a little bit, and she's a lightweight. So if she has like two drinks, she's out for the count. She's down for the count. So she was like, hey, I'm going to Uber to my car and like go home because I'm fucking tired. Mm-hmm. And she was like, cool, I'm just going to like wait to sober up. And I was like, great. She stayed there with the guy. Yeah. Again, I had no thoughts about this. I was like, this is a normal thing. Like they're friends. I don't know who they are. They probably just want to hang out. Whatever.
No, of course. It's not on you.
So,
yeah.
No. She's actually pretty slick. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to stay here
She's
and sober
slick.
Up.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So then I get home, I go to bed. Whatever. I'm sleep like the dead. I wake up the next morning. This is like a Sunday morning at like 8. And I had a text from my brother at 4 a.m. saying, hey, do you know where my wife is?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, And I woke up the next morning at like 8. So I texted him back. And I was like, hey, like, I don't know. Like, I left her at the venue. Like, is she okay? And he's like, and then he texts me back maybe like 20 minutes later. He's like, oh, she's home now. We have some things to talk about. So that was Sunday. And then on Tuesday, I hear she's moved out of the house or she's like left the house for a little bit.
Whoa.
Not moved out, but she's like out of the house because she like fucked a guy. And I was like, that sucks. And my first thought is like, oh, it's the guy from the concert. And then wait, it is.
Okay.
But
okay.
Here's how.
That's what was going through his head while she rode him.
So here's where I find out that I was used in this lie. So a week goes by and I'm telling my friends about it because I'm just like, guess what the fuck is happening? And then I'm telling one of my friends about this and she looks at me and she's like, do you think your brother knows that you were the guy that was at the concert was the guy that she fucked? And I was like, if she told him that she cheated on him, she also told him it was the guy, right? My friend was like, I mean, you should probably like check.
Clarify.
Or you should probably ask him. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I ask him to dinner at this place near my house that he loves. And we get a pizza. He eats like 2 bites. And so he's not eating very well. He's not like taking care of himself because he is like
he's doing bad.
Depressed.
Is the place, can I ask, is the place by you that you love Domino's?
And this is not the point, but was it chicken barbecue? Was it barbecue pizza?
The Parmesan chicken bites?
Was it a Parmesan?
No. Unfortunately, I don't have a Domino's net near me. I have like a local like bar, movie theater, pizza venue, which is very good.
It's popcorn. But you got to see a movie.
But
popcorn pizza.
We didn't see a movie because there weren't any good movies out at the time. I don't know. Maybe there were. He wasn't in the place to see a movie, you know?
Yeah, so, no, totally.
We're just talking, and I look at him, and I'm just like, hey, just so you know, the guy that she was with, like, we met up with him at the concert on Saturday. And he looks at me, he's like, wait, really? And I was like, yeah, like, we met up with him on Saturday, and that's where they met.
Sorry, it just felt like it was a secret reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to tell my brother about that, like, she lied to him again.
Yeah, and you were caught in the middle of it.
Got it. So I totally get your predicament, because also, like, you feel like you don't have any closure from this person, and she's out on the town telling lies that you're involved with. You're basically, it's a crime of passion, and you're an innocent bystander. Yes,
exactly.
You're guilty by association. Okay, so here's what you should get her. A big old lump of coal. Okay. Thanks for calling in.
We were thinking coal.
I think that, one, you don't have to get her anything.
No way.
I think that that's probably like the path of least resistance is don't get her a single fucking thing.
Yeah, she's not going to get, no offense, she's not getting you anything. No, is she getting you the best Christmas gift ever?
She's going to get you a Dyson.
She fucking better. Well, my friend was like, she should be paying for your manicures for the next year.
Agree.
And I'm like, you're exactly right.
She's on manicure duty. What would you get a gift for someone you didn't like? Like, but you had to get them a gift. Would it be something that was shitty?
I don't know. Let me think. I think I would get them a like Olive Garden gift card.
Oh, that's not bad. gift certificate to Wendy's. Like for $10.
I'm thinking like it's not like you're not gonna have, it's food. You're not gonna have a bad time, but it's like do you wanna go there?
A $10 gift certificate to the gas station.
No, that's good for me, actually. People do get me gas cards, obviously.
Oh, I bet they do.
So that's great.
But I think that's something
just like $10, that's nothing.
$10 is hilarious because you can't really get any. You're going to have to spend money.
You can't get anything.
It actually forces you
to
spend money.
It's like giving you a $5 Starbucks gift card. You can't get anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You get probably like a muffin.
A lifetime membership to the Cheaters Museum.
Say that again, Miles. Santa, say that again.
Sorry. Oh, a lifetime membership to the Cheaters Museum.
So here's what you're going to do. You're gonna get a picture of her, make a fake mugshot sort of like behind bars.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Get it printed at Staples. Kinko's? Laminated.
Kinko's.
And it's going to say, Lifetime Achievement Award, great best cheater ever.
I have a question. First of all, I love that. And I have another question. Do you call the people who work at Kinko's Kinksters?
I don't think I've ever been to Kinko's.
You gotta go to Kinko's.
I don't think we have any. Are they
no Domino's, no Kinko's. What do you live in? The North Pole?
Oh.
No, I have a Domino's around me. It's just like not within walking distance.
Wait, hold on. I do have a question for Santa, though. Do you have a Domino's and a Kinko's? Do we have North Pole Domino's Kinko's?
We do have.
It's a combination.
We have a combination. They'll copy.
Is it a combination?
Yeah, they'll copy whatever you need, and they'll give you a garlic parmesan bite. But it is going to be filled with candy.
But or and?
Wow. Let's go.
We're flying.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
It looks like my reindeers are acting up again. So
I think it's a one call episode.
We've only called you so far. Now,
wait, really?
Yeah, you're the first call. So I will say, I think no gift is good. Now, if you really wanted to like grind the knife in, which is not a bad idea. You get her a knife. No. Did you guys take any pictures of you all at the concert?
No, we actually didn't, but that would be very funny.
That was like a selfie. That would be funny.
Framed selfie of all you guys at the concert.
With the guy.
With the guy. I was just to be like, that fucking like, I mean, it's maturity on her part that she hasn't like been like, hey, by the way, because like, look, when you involve other people, especially like, can you fucking imagine, Eric, like, I'm just like, all my friends are best friends with my wife in addition. So if anything like philanderous were to happen, it would just erupt and explode everything to the point where it would have to apologize to everybody.
She's literally the sibling.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Like, you're involving everybody and hurting everybody by doing this decision. And it's like, yeah, that's crazy that she wouldn't have.
Literally everyone in my family knows. My younger brother and his wife are like, we don't want to talk to her ever. Yeah.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
Like, they're very passionate about like not talking to her.
Right. So I would say definitely don't get her a gift.
I would say nothing,
but I think there's something funny about being like, here's a card with a fucking $10 gift certificate. Eat shit.
Oh, no. You know what? Literally a $5 scratch card and that's it.
A lottery scratcher?
$5 scratch card and that's
it. Money.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't want that.
She accidentally wins 20 grand.
No.
Disappears with the guy from the concert.
Anyway, well, gold, as we named you, as Eric forced me to name you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for hopping on the phone with us. I hope our advice has been helpful. I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a happy and a hoppy holidays. Ribbit.
Don't forget to leave out the milk and cookies.
Is there anything else that we can help you before we go?
I think I'm good.
Hang up. Santa, hang up.
Thank you so much for calling in. We hope you have the best Christmas.
Found out
on record.
Bye. Here we go. She found out that her sister was cheating. Sister-in-law is not eating ass anymore because her brother used to let her eat his ass. But he's no whore. Better close the door.
We're gonna take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah. And we're back. We're going to be taking another call here. Uh-oh, looks like someone is best friends with a furry.
Hey, Miles and crew. My best friend is a furry, and I'm not. And for Christmas, he's insisting on buying me expensive gifts that he knows I cannot financially reciprocate. So I'm trying to draw his fursona as a present. And I'm really not coming up with a lot of like good detail ideas. If you want to call me back with some creative or chaotic things I can throw into this picture, let me know. Bye.
That moment when your bestie who's a furry is too rich to reciprocate the presents for Christmas. Everybody's on my very naughty wish list. Drawing a framed picture of his fursona, and that's how I'm gonna make sure that he gets a bona.
Santa, what are you doing in there? Nothing, Mrs. Claus.
Damn, Santa, where'd you find this?
Hello?
Hello! Oh, 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 oh! You called Perfect Person, and I'm Santa, and I'm here to help you figure out what to get your furry best friend.
And I'm a little elf.
I'm here with Eric Striffler, my little elf.
I am so honored, Santa. Oh, my God.
It's a pleasure to have you on the horn here, and I'm going to be giving you a fake name, Eric.
Frank.
Frank, I hear. What about Dasher?
I was
going to do a whole reindeer bit.
That's fine.
Okay.
Frank.
We're going to call you Frank instead of Dasher or Dancer or Prancer or Blitzen. It's got to be Frank. Now, Frank, to be frank, why don't you let me know what's going on in your world?
Well, my dear friend, God bless him. He is a furry.
Hell yeah.
And
he's
I am
deer.
Not.
He's a deer, you said?
What and which fur, what furry type?
And by the way, can we call him a reindeer friend?
A reindeer friend, by the
he
way.
He is actually a reindeer.
No,
he's actually a reindeer.
You're shitting me.
Really?
Which one? We might
no,
know
I
him.
No, I swear to Christ.
We might know him.
Well, is he Dasher or Dancer or Prancer or Blitzen?
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Vixen. Well, we did that backwards, but.
He is an ingrate who didn't make it to the reindeer game.
Okay.
Ooh, that's it. Rudolph then.
It's a rejected reindeer. Well, talk to me a little bit about your friend before we even get to the present so I understand the context. Your friend is a furry. Now, is your friend in, because I don't know too much about furries and I don't want to be ignorant here.
I thought you were going to say, and I don't want to know.
No,
much.
Excuse me. I do want to know. I definitely want to know.
But I don't want to know.
I don't want to be ignorant about the plight of the furry community.
I'm perfectly comfortable with that. Ladies and gentlemen, okay. I'll say it.
Easy. Well, now, is your friend in furry garb only in intimate situations, outside of intimate situations? How much is your friend in the garb?
He is more of like a closet furry.
Gotcha.
He does not have the fur suit.
Okay,
oh,
got it.
Oh, okay, okay.
But he's constantly sending me like furry art that I never ask for. And he's just like, look at all of these things that caught my eye on Twitter/X today. I'm like, okay, friend.
Gotcha. Oh. So your friend is sort of dabbling their little hoof into the, dipping their hoof into the furry community.
Into the company, Inc.
Into the company, Inc. And you're wondering, and you also used to mention that, you mentioned they're like exorbitantly rich or something.
Wait, what was that?
What was that part about it?
You said they're getting you the most expensive thing you can imagine.
Yeah, you're like, they're buying me a car on my birthday and for Christmas.
No, so like this is what's so fucked up because he knows I'm poor. He like this summer we went on this really crazy like 2-week road trip and he bought like everything I either did or did not ask for. Like he has spoiled the shit out of me this year.
Yeah.
And I have no way to reciprocate and he knows this and he's already been like sending me like, yeah, what's your like size for this? I want to get you pajamas. What's your size for this? Like, and it freaks me out. And I tell him not to, but he does it anyway.
Gotcha. So you're
and yes, he's not like ooh, I have a Porsche in my driveway, but he will just buy whatever he wants because he can. Like he spends so much money on naked furry girl sticky stickers. It's insane to me.
What do you get a furry who has it all? it's really the question.
What do you get a furry who has everything? Hold on. I have two questions. Frank, I've got two questions. Number one, does this guy want to fuck you?
No, it doesn't sound like it, right?
Kind of does.
Here's what. Okay. He's married and his wife was on this road trip with us. I was terrified that they were buying me all of these things all summer so that they could lead up to like a threesome, but it never happened.
Okay. I mean,
they're just really nice people.
Okay. So that's my second question.
That's interesting.
Do you think he's expecting you to reciprocate?
It doesn't sound like it.
Because I got to be honest. Listen. I live in a van. I make enough money that I don't like ask friends to like hit me back for like beer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we've been out before. It's
of
like,
course.
I'm not Venmo requesting
people.
No. Like,
you're great about that.
I live considerably below my means, relatively speaking.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I don't expect anything in return. Like, if I want to like, treat my friend to dinner or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is obviously a little bit more than what I'm talking about, but like, I don't know. I wonder if you just naturally, understandably thinking like, oh, I've got to get them back, you know, like, which I would think if someone else did it, I get it.
Right.
But if it were me, I'd be like, no, don't worry about it. Like,
yes.
What is making you think that you need to match this?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It is absolutely that situation, but I was raised in a way that if someone, you know, you're receiving something from somebody.
Yes.
It is rude to not reciprocate in some way, especially if you're close friends.
Yeah, that makes
sense. No, I totally get that.
Unless they're a furry, but unless Unless they're a furry.
They're a furry.
Your Honor. Your Honor, they're a furry. I don't know.
If you're
anything.
A degenerate, you don't get presents.
Yeah, I don't know you shit, you're a furry. No, I, and by the way, I was also kidding. I don't know anything about furries. I'm sure. It sounds like it's fun. It sounds like this guy's actually a hoot and a half. But. but no, yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. But in this case, if they're spending that much, I feel like that's different than just like, oh, my friend bought drinks last time, I'll buy them this time. Like,
you know,
that's
what?
If someone's spending like, hey, let's go to a theme park, I'll buy your ticket, like,
yeah,
and never ask you for it.
No, you
don't have to like match that. That's, they want to go to the theme park with their friend.
They want
to. Trying to come from my own.
It sounds like these people.
Logic.
Yeah, they want to treat you because they like you and they love you
exactly,
and they're not expecting it. Now, however, I totally get the feeling of being like, I want to give back to these people in some way because they are so kind to me.
Sure.
And now I think that your head is the right place where you're doing a drawing because I think that. Often, like, yeah, like if I buy something for somebody, I'm really not expecting anything back. But if I was to get some sort of handmade thing, I would be so touched because it requires like so much effort.
This actually happened to me technically now that I think about it. I brought a friend on like a little mini road trip, whatever, didn't ask for, I paid for gas. I was going that way anyway. So that was my logic was like, well, I would be paying for this gas regardless. You don't have to split it with me or anything.
Yeah.
And they in turn drew a beautiful picture
of
my van that we drove around
in, awesome.
And gave it to me. And that was worth more than anything.
Of course.
You know, that. So I think you are on the right track with like something from the heart versus a monetary gift.
Thank you. Thank you. They spent thousands of dollars on me this summer alone.
Okay,
and now I'm really worried they're going to be spending hundreds of dollars for Christmas.
Okay.
So is why I feel a lot of pressure to reciprocate in a meaningful way. And as a non-furry, but trying to be a supportive ally, to my understanding, they really love fan art of their fursonas.
I think that's
so
canon.
That's what I'm trying to do here.
If I know anything about furries, it's that they love fan art.
And also, by the way, I have to ask, are we using the word ally?
By the way, no. I want to make it clear.
Is that a real thing?
I want to say that Perfect Person is an ally. Perfect Person Podcast is coming out as an ally to the furry community. And I've always said that. Okay? I want people to celebrate however they would like to their whole lives.
That's so funny. And you're 100% sure they don't want to fuck you, right?
Well, it's unclear. The jury's still out on that. Honestly, you're like,
that's the thing.
It could go either way. It's his wife. I'm asking not to be disrespectful because I genuinely am just, I don't know that much about this. Is his wife also a furry? And did they maybe dip their toe in convincing you, hey, maybe, I mean,
hoof,
this
hoof.
Like their hoof. Is his wife also a furry and is she a reindeer type too?
Reindeer type too.
My understanding, she is not a furry, but also an ally. She lets him put naked furry girl stickers on whatever they own.
That is awesome, honestly. By the way, that's the coolest wife of all time. And I've been begging my wife, Sarah,
to let me put naked
furry art on my laptop.
Okay.
So that when I go to the coffee shop, I flip it open, and there it is for me.
Mommy, don't know. Daddy's getting furry.
At the furry shop.
Doing something quite furry.
So I would say, honestly, though, you're in this situation. Yep, but definitely make the art, because that's going to be a must. And I would say accept the gifts. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. This is someone that clearly wants, like, as long as you feel no pressure, they're not doing it in a way that is like manipulative or something.
That
it doesn't sound
weird.
Like it
that
at all.
That would be weird.
It doesn't sound like it.
It sounds like they have disposable income in there, and the thing that brings them joy is spending it on, which I understand.
I totally get.
Is spending it on friends and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
and that, I think, is okay. I have had friends say that it makes, like, if I want to go to the movies with a friend, like years ago, I remember a buddy being like, I don't want you to pay for me. And I'm like, that's totally fair.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, then, you know, whatever. Like, I was like, I want to go. If you want to go with me, I'll buy your ticket, because he didn't really. He didn't like have the money to go, and I was like, I just want to go with you.
Yeah.
But he made it clear, he was like, I just don't want you to pay for me. And I was like, that it makes sense too. That's
but
fine.
I'll say also it probably, like, the gratitude that you give them when they buy you things is like what's in it for them. Like that is valuable to them in a way that where they're feeling like, oh, like they want to help you out, and they also like feeling like they can help you out for various things. And
Not even help. We didn't even get necessarily that.
Not even help, just joy.
Help.
Like extra things that are going to provide you joy.
Right.
Providing you joy.
Right.
So the furry or fan art I think is good, and I'll say.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Putting it in a frame is going to really make the art pop.
Yeah. Or and, making it a sticker and making it naked.
Yeah, making it naked, making it a sticker. and maybe, I think a framed art of his fursona is really going to be good. And maybe also a tarot card reading for the furry.
Why?
I don't know.
How did you know that I'm a tarot reader?
Shut up.
Oh my
Santa,
God.
You do know everything.
Oh, I'm always watching, even when you're in your fursona. By the way, Santa in a lot of ways is a furry. Look
Why?
At my outfit.
That's a suit.
There's fur all over. There's fur all over.
It's a suit.
A beard is basically an animal mask.
Okay, Santa. Okay.
I think I'm a furry.
He's surrounded by naked reindeer all the time.
You think Santa's ever...
Don't.
Okay.
You fucking... Wait, listen to this song. This is for you.
Bringing you home to me. From across the sea.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Frank. I really do appreciate it. And thank you for sharing your story.
Hold on. I'm so sorry, but I asked for a couple ideas for little details to put into the drawing if you don't mind taking an extra minute.
We haven't helped you at all.
Anyway, fuck off.
Anyway, thanks for calling. Okay, so, well, first of all, if it's the furry, I think that drawing, and I know that you say the wife's not a furry, but do you think you would enjoy drawing what you believe his wife's fursona to be, reindeer
even better,
style?
Even better, draw his wife
in
as a human.
Yeah. Draw his wife into
riding him.
Okay, well, that's very
explicit.
No,
he's a reindeer.
Riding him is not explicit.
Not riding on his hog.
Okay, I like
that. Riding on his back. Oh, my God. Frank.
That's a great idea.
Frank, you need to draw his wife riding him through a snowy fucking field. Oh, my God.
This is, by the way... I'm learning a lot.
Is she nude?
I'm learning a lot about the furry community.
And by the way, if you draw her, you have the opportunity to make it clear what you want from this. If you draw her nude, you're letting them know that your fursona is a unicorn.
That's a good point.
But if you draw her clothed, this is my fuel, by the way.
You're putting gas in our tank.
Your laugh is the best Frank. Laugh ever. I fucking love her laugh so much. If you draw her clothed, then that's saying this is the last time we'll ever speak.
It's a promise.
This is it. Oh my God.
But yeah, I think that, I think his wife riding him through a snowfield. And I think also,
what about leading Santa?
Leading Santa is a really good option. It's a Christmas picture after all.
Yes.
Let's put Santa right in there.
They're going to hang up all year.
Rudolph also with his arms crossed being jealous.
No, yeah, you put at the bottom, it's like a political cartoon. It's a political cartoon. And at the bottom it says, Hoodolf with a question mark.
Oh, I like that. I like Hoodolf. So
we can say Rudolph isn't an ally.
Yeah, by the way, Rudolph is not a furry ally.
That's why, by the way, that's why. Don't let them gaslight you. That's why they didn't let Rudolph join the gang, because Rudolph came in and he was like...
Rudolph and the gang is what they call him.
He said some sort of word.
Slur.
And they didn't slur sona. And they didn't like that.
Don't turn your fursona into a slur sona, okay, everyone? We want you to celebrate appropriately out there. And by the way, I do want to be honest here. If you're a furry
for the first
time, I want people to know that Burger Person is a safe space for furries. And Frank, I hope this helps you, and I hope it helps your friend celebrate being a furry all year round.
I cannot thank you both enough for your help. This has been amazing. Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas to you, and a very Merry Christmas to your friends. We hope you have the best evening. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right, bye. Unbelievable call.
That was the best.
That was so amazing. And by the way, I would love to have a billionaire furry friend. To have a millionaire friend furry in my life who's spoiling me raw.
Spoil me raw.
The furry and his wife. A tale of money, of friendship. I mean, that's an incredible story.
Wow.
Wow.
I think Well, by the way, she has to send the picture. She's, by the way, she's not going to do any of that, but...
I think she's going to draw it.
No, she's not going to draw
it. She's going to send it in and I'll post it.
You think she's...
Yes.
We didn't ask if she can draw, by the way.
She said she could draw.
Oh, she did?
She called it. She said, I'm going to draw it.
But she didn't say she can draw.
Well, yeah, maybe it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Maybe she should hire an artist.
We asked her...
I would like to see fan art.
We asked her to draw his wife.
Here's what I'd say. I would like to see fan art from the Perfect Person community.
Yes.
I've requested this before.
Yes.
Of this wife riding her husband's fursona with the Rudolph in the corner and Santa's being...
Crossed arms.
And he's jealous.
Oh, my God. Rudolph?
Oh, my God. What a magical world we live in.
That was incredible.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, Eric, I think we have time for one more call.
I hope so.
I certainly do,
too.
So
my naming bit goes through.
Miles, I've never had a New Year's kiss. I am 23 years old. I've been in multiple relationships. However, I've never been physically with my significant other on New Year's Eve, and right now I'm single, and I really want to finesse a New Year's kiss because I feel like it's simply the time. Please call me back, and maybe we can work this out within the next 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
She needs to get a kiss on Christmas.
It's Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Christmas is all about what's going
getting
on.
Getting kissed.
Hey, what's up? You called Perfect Person, and I'm here to call you back, obviously. You know that it's Christmas. You know that it's Christmas. What's up? And we're here to get you kissed by New Year's, sister.
Yes, I hope you get kissed.
It's Santa.
Oh, my gosh. It's Hannah?
It's Santa.
Hannah?
Oh, my God. It's Santa.
That's exactly right. And I'm here with my little elf, Eric Striffler. And
oh, my gosh. Hi, Eric Striffler.
We're going to need to give you a fake name, and it's got to be...
Mer.
Fred. Okay. It's got to be Mer. It's got to be Mer.
That name hit Miles like a sack of bricks.
It did hit me like a sack of bricks.
Frank was a nickname, by the way.
Okay, there we go. I got it. Now, okay, so Mer, why don't you tell me about your experience and what your goals are for New Year's? Because Eric and I are basically experts in kissing, and we've done it.
Not each other. That'd be okay, though.
Have we ever kissed each other? No, I don't think so. Maybe once or twice.
I don't think I've ever tasted your whiskers.
Okay. Tasted your whiskers is so funny.
I don't think so.
But anyway, we're experts in kissing and we're going to get it done. So why don't you tell us about your experience and what you're looking for?
Oh my gosh. Well, I knew you were experts in kissing, which is exactly why I called you with my problem.
Incredible.
I have had partners in the past multiple times on New Year's Eve, and we have not physically been together on New Year's Eve.
I see. Okay.
I've had a girlfriend in high school for a pretty long time. And it was high school, though.
Yeah.
So a lot of times she would be like with her family. And that was not something that we could really like intervene with.
Boring.
And then in college, I know, literally, it was like, girl, ditch your mom. What? I'm better than your mother.
What are you going to kiss your mom?
So,
please.
Yeah,
please.
So then in college, it was sort of a similar thing. Not as like long term, but just I would be home over winter break, and then I was the boring one being with my mommy. And
boring.
That was lame.
What are you going to kiss your mom?
I know. But now I'm a big girl. I'm 23. I just moved to a new city all by myself.
Ooh.
And it is my first New Year's Eve where like I'm just going to be hanging out with friends. And I needed to finesse the situation so that I'm guaranteed a kiss.
Well, guess what? I'm going to give you Santa's perfect guide to kissing on New Year's. I always kiss someone on New Year's.
Who is it? Mrs. Claus, I hope.
Sometimes. I hope it's Mrs. Claus. Sometimes it's...
Wait, did you guys know that Santa was, like, rebranded to include Mrs. Claus in, like, the 60s because he was, like, his bachelor vibe was freaking people out?
Oh, that's so funny.
You're
I didn't know that.
Kidding me.
That makes so much sense.
Wait, Mrs. Claus is only, like, 60 years old, canonically. Like,
and he's 1,000 years old?
He's a million years old, and she just showed up. This is literally Edward and Bella. Feel old yet?
That's right. Edward and Bella are Santa and his wife.
And Mrs. Claus, how dare you? She has a name.
You know what I also say?
She has a name. It's Mrs. Claus.
Well, you don't want a single man entering your house in the middle of the night.
I think I've wondered this before. What is Mrs. Claus's first name?
Oh. Is it Santa?
That's Santa.
But it's like a Mario and Luigi
Santa.
Thing.
So you think... But Mario and Luigi are... That's their first name. So you think it's Santa Claus and Santa Claus?
Hang on, let me Google this. Let me Google this. Let's
Murr, hold on one second.
Stand by, Murr.
And I'm pretty sure I've pondered this somewhere. And I don't think I don't remember if I got an answer.
What is Mrs. Claus' first name? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sensing Abigail.
Mrs. Claus typically doesn't go by a first name.
Holly.
She couldn't. Holly? Did you just say Holly?
Holly makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, Christmas.
Yeah, Holly Claus. That's really good.
She was created.
Yeah, let's brand that. We could create that.
She was created.
She was
by Santa.
She was created
in a lab.
In the creation of James Reese in his book Mysteries of City Life, which explored a variety of traditions, Reese is the first to name Mrs. Claus as well, giving her the moniker Gertrude in his stories. Although pop culture has given her the name Jessica.
Hold on. All right. So first of all, hold on. The guy who created Mrs. Claus wanted to just make her an old fogey.
Yeah, so she could be Jess Claus.
No, but what was it? Gertrude, did you say?
Gertrude or Jessica.
Well, Jessica feels like she could be feeling herself a little bit more than Gertrude, quite frankly.
Gertrudes can get down. Trust me.
All right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So here's what I'm going to ask you, Murr. Is there anybody in the friend group that you're going to be hanging out with that you're thinking about kissing?
That's a good first question.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I do. So, I've like pictured the scenario so many times. I never knew how specific I would be, but I work raising money for a hospital.
That's cool.
And so my sort of like circle is a lot of people who have different positions throughout the hospital. Some of my best friends are NICU nurses.
Oh, wow.
And there's one sexy clinician, which I feel like is huge.
That a sexy clinician is very sexy, by the way.
Top Halloween costume 2024.
I'm going as the sexy clinician for Halloween.
Sexy phlebologist.
Sexy phlebotomist. Okay, so got it. So there's a sexy clinician, and is this person going to be joining you and your friends as you hang out on New Year's?
I don't know. So he and I don't know each other like super duper well, but I'm trying to maybe, you know, finagle the situation so that he does, because I think that would be awesome. But I don't know how to do it without being obvious and just being like, hey, you should hang out so we can kiss. Because that is like a lot, obviously.
Well, how close are you to this person?
Like emotionally?
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
I mean, yeah, maybe. My goodness. I mean, or like just...
I didn't know if you meant like within our institution.
Like how much you talk to them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On a regular basis?
Fairly frequently. Okay. And I feel like it wouldn't be that weird to just invite him, but I just am nervous about being overly obvious because I fear that sometimes I am not good at concealing my intentions.
I got to be honest with you. I think that that is a gift and not a curse.
I agree.
I think that is absolutely a gift in this life. I think that that's actually better if people know, you know, I mean, like to a point, like, you know, you want to play coy, right? By the way, that's the fun part. Going and wondering if it's going to happen is way more fun.
Yeah.
Than knowing it's going to happen.
Agreed.
100%. But also like having a good idea is great.
Hey, here's how this would go. Hey, me and my friends are going to... Sorry, that's his voice.
Who are you?
I was going to be the caller.
You're Murr. Okay.
And you were going to be the guy, the cool phlebotomist or whatever.
What's up?
Hey, so me and my friends are hanging out for New Year's. You should totally come hang with us. We're going to a bar and we're going to be doing whatever.
I don't do New Year's.
Oh, that's weird. Sorry.
I don't believe in New Year's.
That's totally weird. Bye-bye. And that's how it could go, but even better.
But it could go like this.
Hey, me and my friends are hanging out for New Year's. You should totally come by the bar.
I'd love to kiss you.
Oh, that's good. Well, who knows if that'll happen.
I listen to Perfect Person and I know your voice.
No way. Yeah. I've been made.
Or it could go like this.
Okay. Hey, me and my friends are hanging out for New Year's.
They're losing blood.
No.
Help, they're losing blood. Hurry.
Help, I'm bleeding out. So, like, those are the couple options that it could end with, and I just think that this is going to go—it's going to go better for you if you just invite him to come to the thing, especially if it's organic in conversation.
Wait! Did you say it's at? Did you make up that it's at a bar? Or did Mer say it's at a bar?
Wait, what are you doing?
What is this?
It's not at a bar.
Okay. Even better.
It's at an apartment. Yeah, it's an apartment situation. And the other thing that is like a little nerve-wracking about the ask is that the apartment and the group who the apartment is going to be hosting, it's mostly like my kind of girly book club friends, and so I'm a little like, is that the vibe to be inviting? Can we have a name for him?
His name?
No, wait.
Kevin.
Wise Kevin. Sure,
it's got to be Kevin. Okay, so Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin. Yeah. I think
I ran it. I only needed three, so I fucked it.
I think that you gotta invite. Kevin.
Yeah.
But
I have two thoughts here.
I think you could also prep your librarian sort of door.
She did not say librarian. She did not say librarian.
All your librarian friends.
And actually, I'm a book club ally and Miles is not.
No way.
I'm an ally. She said book club, not librarian. Librarian is the slur.
Uh-huh.
For book club gals.
That's right. I think you should ask your gals group, "Hey, there's this guy that I kind of want to invite. Would that be cool?"
Wait a minute. When you said your kind of concern was because of the crowd, is it what end is the concern on? The guy's end or the gal's end?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like what part are you concerned about here, that they wouldn't want him to go, or the other way around? That he might be like, "Oh, what the hell is this?"
Yeah, that's more the concern. They all have like partners and stuff. Okay. So it's not like it's literally going to be a group of women, but I just, if he kind of rolls in and it's like expecting a lit crazy party and then we're just kind of like hanging out and eating like spinach dip, I don't know if that's really going
to
be.
There's still time to liven up the party.
There's still time to invite all of the people who work in the morgue. Because you know they get down.
Or, because I was going to say, it's a shame that they're all partnered up. You could tell this guy, if you have any single friends, we're trying to, everyone at the party's trying to kiss somebody.
Oh, that is really fun. But I know that seems nerve-wracking to you, Murr.
Do you have any single friends? You know what I mean? Like, that would be great if you could say, no, I'm saying if you could say that to him.
Yeah.
If there was anybody that was going to be at the party that is single, if you could say to him, like, hey, you know, you're cool, like, whatever, I'd love for you to be there. And also, if you have any single friends, like, I know everybody's trying to, you know, everybody always wants to have a New Year's kiss, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, by the way, that's not a bad idea.
That's
maybe it is.
True, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it is, though.
I'm inviting him to this party as if it's, like, a TV show pitch.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, well, I like that.
I think that also, like, you could also ask him what his plans are, and if he has something, he might invite you.
True. Fuck, you know, the book,
like,
club.
And you could be like doing both. You could be going to the spinach club, and then
you really have a problem with book clubs.
I don't.
Wow.
She mentioned that it was going to be several people sitting around reading, eating spinach dip.
And by the way,
it's not a book club meeting, Miles. It's just going to be my friends from book club.
Okay.
And by the way, Murr, I'm laying it on thick because I'm trying to redeem myself after giving furries a problem before.
Eric is worried he was canceled by the furry community on the last call, and he's making sure he's on the book. The book club allies have got his back.
Yeah, that's good for you. I'm not a furry, so you're not really getting any points back with the furries, but
right.
I am going to say that you're a book club advocate.
There's always next year to get more points back with the furries.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that you got to ask this guy what's his vibe. And I think that also inviting him to this thing and being like even maybe even bringing up, being like, oh, what are you doing for New Year's? You know what's weird is, like, I've never had a New Year's kiss.
No, you can't. It's too much.
It's too much. Okay, it is maybe too much.
I think Miles was on the right track before, when he didn't really finish his thought about that. Miles is trashed, by the way.
No way. Come on.
No, when you were saying, like, yeah, ask him what he's doing.
Yeah, ask him what he's doing.
I will definitely ask him what he's doing and hope that that goes well for me. He's like pretty, I don't know, he's a little flirty.
He's a little flirty?
He's a little flirty, yeah. He's a little bit flirty.
Do you guys flirt?
Yeah, we flirt.
Oh, you're going to kiss.
Oh, you're going to totally kiss. The stakes for this are low.
The stakes are low, but it's the best. This is the greatest. This is the best. This is going to be your best New Year's of your life.
And I got to be honest.
Why are you laughing?
I agree. True. I also think, why wait till new? Start laying the groundwork, mate. Start laying the groundwork now. Like, start being like, hey, by the way, like, you know, we let's kiss. Why do we have to wait?
By the way, let's kiss.
Why wait till New Year's? The ball's dropping right now.
And then just pucker your lips.
By the way, looks like the ball's dropping right now.
Don't say the balls are dropping.
The balls are dropping right now.
Don't say your balls are dropping.
I think. But I would start flirting with this guy now, because if a meteor hits the planet before 2024, then you won't have gotten to kiss this guy at New Year's.
True. That's super true.
If he has plans, you say, oh, that's a shame because I won't have anybody at midnight.
Oh, I think that's such a good idea.
That is the hottest, perfect thing.
Oh, that's a bummer because I don't have anyone to kiss at midnight.
Not even, you don't have to say kiss. It's implied.
I won't have anyone at midnight.
I'll be standing there alone at midnight. That's it. You don't have to say, don't say kiss.
Eric, that puckered me up. That is such a good idea.
Good.
because.
That movie.
Yeah,
that's a movie right there. As much as you're trying to have your kiss at midnight on New Year's Eve, it also sounds like you'd be happy to kiss this guy anytime. So you're setting it up in general, which is good.
If it doesn't happen on New Year's, it's going to happen January 2.
And I got to tell you, he has plans. After you say that, he might not. He very well might be coming to your party.
Hey, sorry, I think I want to come to Spinach Club.
I've actually been really craving spinach.
I've been craving spinach dip. You mentioned that there was going to be some at the book
club. You guys eat it off of like dog-eared book pages or what?
It sounds like Eric and I are aliens trying to understand what book club means.
Santa, you're losing your lights.
Sorry, huh?
You're losing your lights.
No, I hosted book club on Wednesday night, and we had just like 15 different types of cookies. That was that night.
Oh, that's
no
awesome.
Spinach dip.
That sounds fantastic. Honestly,
yeah.
Very nice.
Well, now if you run into trouble, just remember WWSCD. What would Santa Claus do?
Also, what would Gertrude Claus do?
WWGCD.
What would Jessica Claus do? But it's still WWJCD. It's the Jesus Christ one, but it's Jessica Claus.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Well, it's WWJD, but yeah, you're right. What would Jessica do? Love that.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Wow.
Well, Jessica, thanks for calling in.
No, it's Murr.
Sorry, Murr. Thanks for calling in.
Murr, can I tell you, I am so excited for you. You are literally going to get kissed and you have the best New Year's Eve ever. I'm so excited for you. Wow.
How are you feeling before we let you go?
I'm feeling great. I'm like so thrilled. This is my favorite podcast in the world. I've called you a bunch of times. My great aunt, who was a nun who died, and we discovered a weird secret at her funeral.
Whoa.
But this was like arguably a much more pragmatic call for you to return, because I actually like needed concrete advice instead of just like kind of speculative advice.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds like you should call in again.
Like you need to call in again. At the very least, I'm going to need an update for the Platinum Show, and maybe I can get that sweet, sweet secret on the Platinum Show as well after I find out what happened.
There it is.
Yes, please, Miles. You call me back any time of day. I'll be picking up. Don't worry.
That's very sweet of you. And thank you so much for listening to the show. That means a lot. And I appreciate it. Have the most amazing night. And it's going to be a ho, ho, ho.
Horny
New Year. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Yo. Some of the best fucking calls. That was amazing.
Great calls.
She's getting kissed. 100,000% she's getting kissed. Are you playing sound effects?
Well, it's a segment we like to call Get Real. It's a segment where we cast aside the bullshit. And we forced a genuine moment in an effort to learn more about each other and ourselves. And I'm here, obviously, with Eric Striffler.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Well, is this loud?
Yeah.
I honestly forget. I've only been on, what, fucking four times?
Well, Eric, it's obviously the holiday season.
Yep.
The giving season. You're sort of a renegade mogul doing your own thing on the road, 365.
Sure.
And I also, I have a newfound appreciation for what you do because I have recently become an independent guy who works for myself, has my own business, et cetera. And right. I did a little bit of that before, but now I'm like doing it full time, a little bit more, more aligned to more similar to what you do and have been doing for the last long time. But as you near towards the end of the year and you get towards 2024, and you're thinking about the passage of time, et cetera. What is something that, you might want to change about the way that you do things in the new year? You're sort of also a steadfast guy who doesn't necessarily change your pattern of behavior because you're like, I know what I want and I do what I want and I do it this way. Is there anything about your patterns and your routines, something that you're excited about moving towards in the new year?
You know, I mean, I don't know. It's funny when you when you put it like that, like, yeah, that I know what I'm doing and I want to keep doing
yeah.
it. What I want to do and keep doing is something new all the time.
Yes.
So it is interesting, though. It's like on one hand, I'm doing the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
But the same thing is doing something new, like traveling around, doing something new. So I want to keep doing that, obviously. I want to, I might have talked about it before. I want to slow the fuck down.
Totally, dude.
I feel like I see you. I'm here in town. Yeah. I'm only seeing you for work.
Yeah, I know.
I would love
for us to fucking hang out more without a work.
Are you coming out Saturday?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so then I'll see you Saturday.
Oh, fucking
okay,
perfect.
Thank God.
No, I've actually felt that way similarly.
There are some friends where I'm like, and I've been doing much better with that.
Yeah.
For example, like I hung out with the showman and we watched movies.
Yeah.
That's and just
I'm psyched to come to New York because we're doing a little bit of work, but then also.
When is this coming out?
Next week.
I don't know what we're doing exactly yet. I didn't tell you there's a hiccup. We'll talk after this.
But I'm still going to New York.
You're going to New York, baby. Oh, and.
But we're
going
to hang out.
Oh, we got a bar crawl.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm really excited for that because. because.
Yes.
I feel similarly.
Doing
we're like,
stuff outside of work.
No, we see each other.
People in your life that you'd like to see more often, outside, but you only see them when you're like working? I feel like that happens.
Even some of my best friends, like John and I, I see John all the time, but like the two times we spent the most time together recently where we shot videos.
Yeah.
And it was really fun.
And it's fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's
my fucking
like
best friend. It's so good to do. But in terms of slowing stuff down, I totally relate to that.
I want to, like, if I'm driving across the. So I'm talking about like driving. Across the country, staying in a place for a little longer. Yeah, like, I feel like I don't know why COVID changed this for me. It doesn't really make sense. I don't know what it is. But, like, pre-COVID, I've been living out of a van. You know, I always make it clear, like, I don't rough it. I don't stay in the van at all times. Like, it's more that I like to travel around than stay inside the van 24/7. Living out of a van for 7 years. Before COVID, I would, like, have time to just like stop in a place and just like kind of like act like I live there for a few days.
Right.
And I feel like I've just been going from A to B. Like I got to get from New York to LA because I got to record. I got to record in LA and then I got to get back to New York. I'm doing it now. I have to race back to New York to meet you there to record. And I'd like to, I don't know if that means like maybe doing a little bit better bulking up recordings.
Yeah.
So I have a few months of leeway. But yeah, it's been very, and I love moving fast and running around and everything, you know me, but I get hit every time. But I would like to have, instead of 1 week to drive from New York to LA, I'd like to have two or three.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally relate to that. And I'm in the position too where like, I'm so proud of all the stuff that I'm doing, but I'm looking at the new year.
Hey, by the way, I'm proud of it.
Thank
I'm
you.
Loving seeing all the stuff you're doing.
Thank you, dude.
What did I walk in here wearing?
Oh, yeah. You came in. He came in wearing my... thank you. He came in wearing the Casual Friday, the merch.
Yes.
And I was very... thank you for getting that, by the way. It's very sweet of you.
I always... But, as soon as it drops, I buy it. I love it. I'm so excited.
That's very sweet of you.
Yes,
but I have so many plans and stuff that I want to do, but the thing I've been recently feeling like is like, man, like, I want to, one big thing I'm trying to do more is like, all right, I went to school for acting. I originally did all this shit, learned how to fucking do all of it so that I could perform and do like acting. And I don't do any of that.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, you know what? I want to try to slow down a little bit and put a little bit more effort into that part of it. Whether that's auditioning or whether that's making stuff or whether it's making short films, or I just was like, I would love to slow down and do something like that. But I'm on this sort of grind where I'm like, I do the podcast and I got to make YouTube videos because I want to, I have the opportunity to, but also I'm like, how nice would it be to just work on one project over several months,
right?
And like make something and then be like, all right, great. I have a little bit of time to slow down. So I totally relate to that.
Yeah.
And I think that, yeah, I'm sort of like shot out of a cannon, feeling like I should be making way more. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what? I am in control of my own life now. I work for myself.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that. Maybe it would be like smarter, but it's like I'm not enjoying the life that I'm cultivating.
Right.
If I'm doing that. Yeah.
I think one thing I'll add is that I think we've talked about it a little bit. You might not feel like you're in this place yet, but I mean, I've been doing this for a long ass time.
Yeah.
What I'm doing, what what you originally were talking about. And my business partner and I, AJ, by the way, everyone should have an AJ. You need to get an AJ.
I need
you're
an AJ.
You're juggling everything.
I'm doing too much.
He's the greatest. He's the best. He's like the business end of things, so I can do the fun stuff kind of, you know, and he loves doing that. And, but what we talk about sometimes is like, hey man, like right now what we're doing, always nice to, have more success, it's always nice to grow and expand and do better. And for internet stuff, get more views, whatever, blah, blah. But also I tell him all the time when I tell him all the time, he agrees, he gets it. If we could coast exactly where we are for the rest of our lives,
incredible.
We're solid. We made it. We're good. We're done.
I feel the same way.
You don't need more. We're good.
And I'm like, I have all these things I want to. I think it's more that I have things I want to try.
Sure.
I'm like, I want to try to make a go of like making my YouTube channel big because I've never done that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been working. I've been busy. And I'm like, I want to try to do that. I want to try to, make short films and like try to audition and get in stuff. And it's not that I need that stuff to be successful. I'm just like, I feel like the new year, I want it to be me trying new things I haven't done before.
Sure.
And I don't need all of them to be successful, but I'm like, similar to you. What do you mean?
Trying new things, you said, right?
But I've tried ass. Great.
I mean, I'm with you.
Thanks for doing the show, man. I really do appreciate it. And
I have a plug.
You have a plug?
I actually have a plug.
Yeah, what are you promoting?
Life and Slimes.
Huh?
I'm co-producing an off-Broadway show, bitch.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. What's the show?
It's called The Life and Slimes of Mark Summers. And when I say I mean my company, Existence Media. We're co-producing.
Yeah.
It's an off-Broadway show. You know who Mark Summers is?
Yeah.
Host of Double Dare.
Yeah, that's right.
Obviously on the Food Network as well. I know him and I love him from Double Dare, as a 90s Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah.
We've been working on this since 2017 or so.
Oh, yeah, like, it's finally happening.
And it's been on and off. It's been crazy. Music by Drew Gasparini, written by Alex Brightman.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a fucking blast.
Dude, that's so cool.
If you love any of what I just said, especially if you're a 90s Nickelodeon kid, It's the story of Mark Summers. I don't want to kind of spoil what it's all about. It's very interesting story. You might know his story already. But yeah, it's like part one man show, part like kind of game show a little bit. It's awesome. Lifeandslimes.com. Tickets are on sale now. It opens in February.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know Alex Brightman wrote it.
He wrote it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love Alex Brightman.
He wrote it. I just saw it before it closed. I caught, obviously I saw Beetlejuice. I missed School of Rock, but I caught The Shark Is Broken. Awesome.
Oh, it was awesome?
Amazing. He disappeared. I didn't even see him. He was Richard Dreyfuss.
I mean, I saw him as Beetlejuice. He was fucking incredible.
Did you get to see it? Did you see New York?
Yeah, I saw him. He was amazing. He was unbelievable.
God damn it. So lifeandslimes.com. I don't often have something to plug, really, but I wanted to remember I have that. I do have that, and it's going to be fun.
Check out lifeandslimes.com, and if you're interested in more episodes of this and you want them more than once a week, then go to Patreon, and we've got them. Also, there's merch. If you want to buy some merch for your friends for the holidays, then hit it. And I think as this episode comes out, it should still ship before Christmas. Certain items anyway. And thank you all for listening to the show.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for making this
a part of
your routine. And as always, if you're struggling, just remember that perfection is only a sleigh away.
It's the end of the show. The show's over. No, you gotta go.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.